Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he recaps Monday's City Council meeting, as well as talks about negotiations pertaining to the old Knoxville VA campus. A City Council meeting that close to the record in time as fast as you guys went today. But another important thing in that meeting, the revolving loan program, something that was tabled from the last meeting. Aaron pushed to this one because of just some corrections when it comes to the collection policy and things like that. But I guess for the listeners out there, we keep saying revolving loan program. Guess for them, what exactly is the revolving loan program, one? And two, how do businesses here in Knoxville, why is it such a good thing for them and how can they take part in it?
Yeah, so this revolving loan fund is actually something that's been on the city's books for a long time and hasn't really been utilized. And that's actually why we're revisiting the issue now. Originally, that program was written kind of towards the industrial side of things, more like a loan that would go to a 3M or a Hormel or a Weiler. Frankly, those folks don't typically need these kinds of small loans. And so working with the chamber, we've reworked that language to be, I think, a lot more useful to a much smaller business. And really, that's the intent here, is to make those funds available for smaller businesses. The idea for the revolving loan fund is not that this is going to float your whole project. It's kind of maybe putting the icing on the cake, that last little bit to get you across the finish line. And so I think it's definitely geared towards those smaller businesses. This is not a huge chunk of money to go after. And again, it's really not intended to be your primary finance method. It's meant to just be that little bit on the top. So for those folks who have a project they potentially want to go for, especially if you find yourself coming up just that little bit short, you definitely want to contact Hannah Vanderveer at the Chamber of Commerce. She can help you get an application turned in. Those will be starting with the new year, so can't start quite yet here in December, but definitely be putting your plans together and be thinking about January. And talking with her, she'll be able to help you get an application squared away and potentially access some of those funds. So I think it's not necessarily game changer money, but I think sometimes it's just that last little bit. Sometimes can be the toughest little bit, those last dollars in. So this is a real opportunity to hopefully spur some development, some business, just an opportunity to help folks get that last mile.
Now, when it comes to, we're obviously, we've been talking about development. We're going to be talking about development for a while, especially now when we talk about the VA coming up, a VA campus. That whole project is obviously negotiations still going on. Nothing really new with that. But I guess for the people listening and who have been paying attention to this for the past forever, how close is the finish line?
You know, I think we're getting close. You know, when you're relying on so many outside parties, it's always hard to say anything definitive. And that's made it hard for us to make a lot of things public. And it, as you mentioned, it's a negotiation. It truly is. So it's hard to speak publicly about negotiations when you're still in the middle of it. But I think people can take heart. I think, you know, we're really hopeful that we're really truly entering that home stretch. And, you know, really working hard behind the scenes in conjunction with Marion County to deliver something good for this community and this county to get that land back to a productive use once again. And, you know, really, I think help grow our community. You know, I've heard it said a couple of times from a couple of different people recently, and I definitely believe this too, that especially in rural communities like ours, if you're not growing, you're dying. And so this gives us an opportunity to open up 150 acres for future development. Really, I think it sets Knoxville on a perfect path to really grow into the future. So, you know, I would tell people for the last 100 years, the VA was Knoxville's most important property. And you know what? It very well could be for the next 100 years, too. As we work to get it developed, I think it's going to be critical to Knoxville's future.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.